Ireland's first clinical trial for a cell therapy to treat multiple myeloma, a type of blood cancer, has started at St James's Hospital in Dublin. More than 2,000 people are living with the condition in Ireland, and there are more than 350 newly diagnosed patients each year. Today's announcement comes ahead of World Cancer Day this Saturday. Dr. Larry Bacon, consultant haematologist at St James's, is leading the trial. We spoke to him a short time ago.
This is essentially, it's a blood cancer. It forms from a problem within your bone marrow where your blood cells and in particular your plasma cells become abnormal, and they form a sort of a cancer clone of cells, if you like. And as they grow in the bone marrow, they spill out into the peripheral blood, and then they cause this condition called myeloma. Right now, it's an incurable condition, and indeed always has been. But as years have gone by and treatments have improved, survival has gone from, you know, 2 to 3 years back in the early 2000s, right up to, I suppose, up to 9 to 10 years as we hit 2023. It does cause significant problems for patients, including bone destruction. It can cause renal failure. It can cause problem with the blood counts, in particular anemia. It can cause problems with salts in your blood, in particular calcium, and it does make those patients more prone to infections.
So tell us then, Dr. Bacon, about this trial, Cartitude 5, because this is all about cell therapy.
That's correct. So this is the first time that we've had a cell therapy or a CAR T cell therapy available in clinical trial in Ireland. We have been using commercially available CAR T cells for lymphomas and acute leukemia for the past coming up to over 2 years now here in Ireland. So this is our first venture into multiple myeloma. And we're delighted to be part of a clinical trial, because I guess without access to this clinical trial, this therapy wouldn't be yet available for patients in Ireland. This trial is Cartitude 5. It's built up on a number of other clinical trials throughout the years. It's an international trial. There's already over 400 people recruited to the trial worldwide, and so we're just joining it at the end of that trial. So this is going to use patients' own cells, their T cells, and when we take them from a patient, they get sent away to a laboratory where they're re-engineered, if you like, to make really zooped up cancer cells, essentially, or T cells that are empowered, I suppose, to fight the cancer within the body. And that's something different from what we do at the moment, which is for patients with myeloma, where we do stem cell transplants for those patients. But when we take the cells out, we give the patients more chemotherapy, and then we just give the cells back without ever modifying them. So this is a big advance in that we're now modifying the cells and making them better able to fight, if you like, the myeloma.
And what sort of results are you getting from this? How are patients responding?
Yeah, this is the first time to use this particular drug, and this trial Cartitude 5 is looking at these patients as they've just presented with myeloma. So it's part of their first line treatment, and that's different to the trials that have gone on before, where patients got CAR T cells maybe after 5, 6, and 7 lines of therapy. But even in those heavily pretreated patients, patients have done well, and their overall survival, more than 70% of those patients are still alive 2 years after receiving that therapy, which is while it may sound short, is actually phenomenal in the perspective of somebody who's had so much chemotherapy previously, and those chemotherapies have failed.
So is this really the future, would you say, for cancer treatments?
Yes, I think so. I think this is really personal therapy. These are, as I said, the patient's own T cells that are re-engineered to fight their disease of interest. And as I said already, they've shown good success in patients with lymphoma and acute leukemia, and they're already shown some success in myeloma. So this new trial, as I said, is in for first line. Now, it's important to say that the standard of care for first line multiple myeloma now, which is chemotherapy and using their own cells, is still an extremely powerful tool and gives people a long-term survival without needing any therapy. So because this is a trial, they're starting fairly carefully. So this trial is only for those patients who aren't fit enough to have the stem cell transplant up front.
And that's Dr. Larry Bacon from St James's Hospital.